Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Proses migrasi ke Australia seringkali merupakan proses yang panjang dan rumit. Menurut Blaise Itabelo, seorang mantan pengungsi yang berasal dari Kongo, yang sekarang adalah seorang agen migrasi. Sementara pelamar dengan tingkat kemampuan berbahasa Inggris yang baik dapat mengajukan aplikasi visa mereka sendiri, melibatkan agen migrasi yang terdaftar dapat membuat perbedaan yang besar.
To submit your own application, you don't need a migration agent. Now, if you don't understand the language, even filling the form itself becomes difficult. There's legal requirement. If you don't understand the system, sometimes you don't even know what is required of you. And I think that is where the complexity comes.
Refugee Advice dan Casework Service atau REX menyediakan layanan nasihat hukum secara cuma-cuma, bantuan, dan perwakilan untuk pencari suaka yang rentan. Pengacara utama dan manajer pusat REX, Sarah Dale, mengatakan, jika aplikasi visa seorang pelamar ditolak, pelamar tersebut kemungkinan besar akan melalui berbagai proses sebelum mendapatkan hasil akhir. Karena itu, Ms. Dale mengatakan bahwa sangat penting bagi pencari suaka untuk memiliki perwakilan hukum untuk membantu menavigasi sistem hukum Australia yang cukup rumit.
If the department finds that you are not a refugee or you're not eligible for the visa that you've applied for, then if you are a person that came by boat, that appeal is sent to the Immigration Assessment Authority generally. Otherwise, you can appeal that decision at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which would be a second stage. If the AAT or the IAA agree with the department, then your only option is to explore judicial review in the courts. And that could be three levels of courts you could potentially go through in order to appeal that decision.
Pada 31 Desember 2019, terdapat 7.249 agen migrasi terdaftar di Australia dan 30% dari mereka adalah praktisi hukum. Agen migrasi terdaftar tersebut diregulasi oleh OMARA atau Kantor Otoritas Registrasi Agen Migrasi yang dijalankan oleh Departemen Dalam Negeri. Amandemen Rancangan Undang-Undang Migrasi baru-baru ini berarti praktisi hukum tidak perlu lagi terdaftar sebagai agen migrasi untuk memberikan bantuan imigrasi. Seorang agen migrasi terdaftar bernama Johanna Nonato mengatakan agen tidak terdaftar secara umum tidak terikat oleh peraturan dan ketentuan OMARA.
We are registered. We have a code of conduct. You know, just like registered nurses have licenses. So we have that. People who are practicing in Australia, who are giving advice or assistance with regards to migration or Australian visas, and they are not registered, that's illegal. So there are people who does that in Australia, but there's a lot of people doing that overseas.
Nonato merujuk pada sekelompok perawat asing yang mencari nasihat migrasi dari agen konsultasi pendidikan yang berbasis di luar negeri.
I have met some registered nurses whom were advised to study for a 3-year course. That's about $35,000 a year. They've spent that, and as a registered nurse, if you're qualified, you just have to study for 3 months. You gain registration. If you have the minimum points requirement, you can become a permanent resident. It's not fake. It's just that their business is to sell education. They don't have expertise on visa.
Sementara itu, ada juga agen ilegal yang menjamin kliennya pekerjaan di Australia.
Before you can gain a work visa in Australia, your occupation should be in our skills list for that visa. If it's not there, you're not eligible. Some would just give that idea that you'll be working here, but really they're applying for a visitor visa for you. You're not allowed to work. And that's when you find out that you've been scammed.
Dale menganjurkan pelamar visa untuk mengunjungi beberapa agen migrasi terdaftar untuk membandingkan harga dan layanan yang ditawarkan. Ia menambahkan, scammer sering menjanjikan keberhasilan aplikasi visa, tapi kenyataannya hanya Menteri Imigrasi yang memiliki kekuasaan tersebut.
No one, not a lawyer, not an agent, can guarantee you a positive visa outcome. If someone is suggesting that, that would be a red flag for me.
Menurut Itabelo, salah satu tanda-tanda dari scammer, mereka seringkali tidak memungut biaya yang terlalu murah atau mahal untuk layanan mereka. Langkah pertama yang harus dilakukan pelamar visa adalah untuk memeriksa apakah agen migrasi tersebut terdaftar di situs OMARA, karena agen migrasi terdaftar mengikuti kode perilaku dan aturan di Australia.
People don't understand the process involved. When I'm assisting you, I have to sign an agreement with a client. Now, fake migration agent will not, because they're not trying to be legally binded to anybody. So there must be an agreement. They must confirm your instructions in writing and all these sort of things that we abide by the code of conduct and we have to do as registered migration agent. It don't happen when people are not registered.
Menurut Nonato, kode etik OMARA juga terus mencermati rekening bank agen migrasi terdaftar setiap tahunnya.
A part of the code of conduct is that if I take money from the clients, I put it in a client account. I don't touch that until I do the work. We have training every year, our CPDs. We go through all these hoops because we have to be registered. But hey, any person overseas can just give advice, make money out of it, and they're not under the Australian law.
Kembali di Rax, Dale sering mendengar cerita tentang pelamar yang menjadi korban agen migrasi yang tidak etis.
They had saved and saved and saved to pay an agent's fees, to then discover they were needing to pay more fees or additional fees. And then, of course, that agent won't release that client's documents to them until they've paid those fees. And what is concerning is that for vulnerable people in our community, you can see how they fall into those traps, particularly those seeking asylum here in Australia when the stakes are so high and it literally is a situation of life or death.
Dale mengatakan, penting untuk mengajukan keluhan kepada OMARA jika pelamar yakin agen migrasi terdaftar tidak memberikan layanan yang memadai atau telah menipu pelamar.
And complaints can be made with the Legal Services Commissioner. Certainly that person can be investigated.
Menurut laporan tahunan terbaru OMARA, 70% pengaduan terhadap agen migrasi seringkali ditolak karena kurangnya bukti atau pengaduan di mana OMARA tidak memiliki kekuasaan. Nonato mengatakan, sayangnya, kantor otoritas registrasi agen migrasi tidak memiliki kekuasaan atas agen ilegal yang berlokasi di luar negeri.
So anyone practicing there, they can do what they want. It's really about how they get policed by their own country, where they are. But Australia per se doesn't have a way of controlling that.
Nonato mengatakan biaya konsultasi awal berkisar antara $100 hingga $300 tergantung pada apakah pelamar berbicara dengan agen migrasi terdaftar junior atau seorang pengacara imigrasi. Biaya untuk proses visa juga bervariasi tergantung pada jenis aplikasi visa pelamar.
For permanent residency visa, I would think it would be between $3,000 to $5,000, because that's a long process. It can take 1 to 2 years to process that. There's partner visa, there's student visas, education agents usually do not charge for student visas because they're not licensed to give advice on visas, but they do make money from the tuition fee as a percentage.
Sementara untuk Itabelo, biaya konsultasi terkadang dikurangi untuk klien yang mengalami kesulitan tertentu.
I know some of registered migration agents and even myself, I do that sometimes based on client circumstances. I don't charge a lot of money because I know they can't afford it. So I will just ask something so that I can recover some of the cost that I will do in the process.
Itabelo mengatakan, pandemi coronavirus telah memperpanjang waktu proses permohonan visa, menyebabkan tingkat stres yang tinggi di antara banyak pelamar visa, terutama bagi mereka yang tidak memahami teknologi dan merasa sulit untuk berkomunikasi secara online.
If someone has never been a refugee or has never flee from their country because of fear of persecution or discrimination, they can't understand. But people are in this country, there is no hope of belonging because even they're on temporary visas and there is no much support for them. But they cannot go back and they can't go elsewhere. This is a sense of death. You're feeling like you are dead every single day. The more we are confronted by COVID-19, that is the desperation happening.
Nonato mengusulkan untuk mencari nasihat dari agen migrasi terdaftar, bahkan jika pelamar berencana untuk mengajukan aplikasi visa mereka sendiri.
Migration law itself changes a lot and it's a bit difficult. It's complicated. It had become more complicated because of the pandemic. So I suggest that even if you still want to do it yourself, try to get advice first, you know, at least to make sure that you're in the right track.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.